Title: Observation is not a diagnosis. California court draws the line on FEHA disability claims. Content: On May 21, 2026, the California Court of Appeal held in Husband v. Target Corporation that, standing alone, an employee's erratic and irrational behavior is insufficient to put an employer on notice that the employee has a mental disability. This holding provides critical guidance for employers seeking to determine when their obligations to engage in the interactive process are triggered under California's Fair Employment and Housing Act, FEHA. Background: Target Corporation hired Daniel Husband in 2020 as a fulfillment expert at a store in Burbank, California. His first 20 months of employment with Target had no negative incidents. But that changed in June 2022, when Husband entered his store during off-duty hours, became agitated at a Target employee, and swore at them. Husband received verbal counseling for this incident. About a month later, Husband arrived for his shift, appearing deflated, and became highly volatile, yelling at coworkers. Husband's supervisor sent him home, noting the conduct was out of the ordinary and somewhat disturbing. The supervisor contacted Human Resources for support, noting that he was concerned about Husband's mental state. The next day, Husband appeared for his shift shaky and distraught, and told his supervisor that he killed his stepmom by speaking a word, and asked his supervisor whether he had killed anyone at the store. The supervisor sent Husband home and recommended he see a doctor or psychological professional. Soon thereafter, Husband and his father returned to the store, where his father allegedly told the attending supervisor that Husband was fine and did not need to see a doctor. On July 9, 2022, Target terminated Husband for violating the company's workplace violence policy. At no point during his employment with Target did Husband inform the company that he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, nor did he ever request an accommodation for a mental disability during his employment. 2 months later, through counsel, Husband demanded reinstatement, alleging Target discriminated against him on the basis of his mental disability. Target acknowledged receipt of the correspondence but did not substantively respond. Husband filed suit against Target for disability discrimination based on a mental disability, failure to provide a reasonable accommodation, and failure to engage in the interactive process under FEHA. Target moved for summary judgment. The trial court granted Target's motion, largely on the basis of two undisputed facts. First, Target had no knowledge of Husband's mental disability when terminating him. Second, Target had a legitimate non-discriminatory business reason for terminating Husband, i.e., he had made threats of violence against coworkers. The trial court also held that Husband's accommodation and interactive process claims failed because he, indisputably, never disclosed his mental disability or the need for accommodation. Husband appealed. Court of Appeals ruling: The Court of Appeals affirmed. Target's lack of knowledge of Husband's mental disability was the primary focus of the court's opinion. Although Husband's supervisor saw him act erratically and emotionally in July 2022, which, the court noted, might be indicative of bipolar disorder, it was not the only reasonable interpretation of Husband's behavior. The court observed that Husband's actions could also be reasonably interpreted as the side effect of ingesting illegal substances or a manifestation of sleep deprivation. The supervisor's subjective belief that Husband needed help did not change the outcome. According to the court, giving controlling weight to a colleague's untrained, subjective personal opinions about one's mental condition would cause employer liability under FEHA to turn on the vagaries of the workplace, a coworker's knowledge or lack of knowledge of mental illnesses, and the coworker's willingness to speculate. Ultimately, the court held, Target lacked knowledge of Husband's mental disability. Husband raised several counterarguments, all of which the court rejected. Most critically, the court rejected Husband's argument that awareness of conduct caused by a disability amounts to knowledge of the disability itself, and that Target's awareness of his behavior therefore constituted knowledge of his bipolar disorder. The court held that this standard would I.